Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dr. Kevin Passero, co-host for the show with Dana Lake. I'm your host for the next hour, and Dana returns next week. We're here every Wednesday from 5 to 6 p.m., and we'll be covering a wide range of subjects on health, diet, nutrition, lifestyle, and exercise, give you helpful suggestions, spice it up with controversies when we can, and we certainly include special guests. Of course, we always welcome your calls. Our call-in number is 301-984-2173. And remember, this show is streamed live through the station website, which is progressivetalk1260.com. I'd like to take a minute at the beginning of the show to introduce myself. My name is Dr. Kevin Passero, and I'm a naturopathic doctor. For anybody who doesn't know about naturopathic doctors, to acquire this degree, a naturopathic doctor has to attend a naturopathic medical school for 4 years after receiving a bachelor's degree. Mine was in environmental science. Naturopathic medical schools have the same admission requirements as traditional medical schools and are designed to train a primary care doctor that specializes in natural therapies. We receive extensive training in nutrition, herbal medicine, homeopathy, vitamin therapy, and physical medicine, and all this is grounded in the same basic scientific context of anatomy, physiology, biochemistry, just what regular doctors are based in. My private practice is in Annapolis, but I'm also available for one-on-one consultations at the Village Green in Bethesda on Tuesdays. If you'd like more information about naturopathic medicine or anything more about myself, you can feel free to visit my website, which is www.greenhealingnow.com, or you can call the Village Green on Tuesdays. Got a great show lined up for you today. We have a ton of information to get to. During this hour, we're going to be covering topics related to mood disorders, specifically depression and anxiety. This is becoming a huge epidemic in the United States. Estimates as of 2003 report that about 25 million Americans a year seek treatment for depression, most of which are given a prescription antidepressant. Just to give you some perspective, in 1988, 15 years ago, the number of individuals seeking help for depression was half that, 12.5 million. So today we're going to cover some really important things you need to know if you or someone you know suffers from mood disorders like anxiety or depression. First thing during this first segment is we're going to outline some important issues related to the rise of anxiety and depressive disorders in this country. Then in the second segment, I think this part is really important. I'm going to explain how most prescription medications for anxiety and depression work and what the advantages and disadvantages of to these types of therapies. And then in the last part of the show, that we're really going to get to the meat of all this stuff, we're going to talk about the, we're going to review and talk about the most important and effective nutritional supplements, herbs, alternative therapies for the treatment of anxiety and depressive disorders. During the segment, I'm going to have a special guest, another naturopathic doctor, who really has a lot of wealth of knowledge in some of the types of therapies that are great for these conditions. So first, I just want to talk a little bit about understanding why mood disorders might be on the rise. I believe there's several factors contributing to a doubling of these numbers in the last 15 years. For one, direct-to-consumer advertising by pharmaceutical companies is something relatively new. This alerts people that there are drug treatment options for their depression. Also increases awareness about the condition in general, which will result in more doctor's visits and questions about treatment options. So, you know, 20, 25 years ago, direct-to-consumer advertising for pharmaceuticals was something that was not done very often. Now you can't watch TV for more than 20 minutes without seeing some type of ad on TV for a new medication. We also live in an age of increasing pressure and expectations. We continually distance ourselves from personal contact with each other through use of some of the more advanced communication devices. For some people, modern conveniences create more demands, expectations, and decrease quality time spent with our good social support networks, which is really what we need to stay happy. And it's not that I'm anti-technology. I think for a lot of people, email, cell phones improve communication to their strong social support system, which helps keep a balanced state of mind. But there are definitely some individuals who end up getting pulled away from person-to-person interaction as a result of these lesser forms of communication. I think on top of it, you know, the expectation in our culture is definitely to work really hard and, you know, to basically drive yourself pretty hard. One of my other strongest theories about why anxiety and depression disorders are on the rise is related to the lack of interaction a lot of people have with the natural world around them. This brings up a variety of different issues that I'm going to talk about right now. I believe that there are some strong physiological cues that nature provides us to help naturally reduce anxiety and elevate mood. For example, if you've ever witnessed a beautiful sunset or sat by a babbling brook in the woods, you may remember the sense of calm and inner peace you felt. Being in nature helps reconnect us and lets us realize that there's something bigger out there than ourselves and our problems. Now, in addition to the psychological effects and cues that nature provides, more time outdoors usually means more exercise. Whether you're hiking, biking, walking, running, or paddling a canoe or a kayak, you are exercising. And we know, based on so many scientific studies, that exercise can be as effective or more effective than some prescription medications for mild to moderate anxiety and depression issues. In a recent study, it was actually done in 2007, so in this last year, conducted at Duke University, 200 individuals with major depressive disorder were studied to compare pharmaceutical intervention to regular aerobic exercise routine. Here are the results. The response rate to medication, 47%. The response rate to exercise, 45%. Not bad. The authors concluded that the efficacy of exercise in patients seems generally comparable with patients receiving antidepressant medication, and both were better than the placebo in patients with MDD, which was major depressive disorder. So getting out and exercising is a huge benefit. I think the frequency was 30 minutes a day, 6 days a week, which is definitely a lot of exercise, but I have a lot of people coming to me saying that they don't want to get started on the medication route, and exercise is a great option for them. In addition, it is a new year. Everybody has their New Year's resolution, and the most popular one is lose weight and get healthy. So it's two things you can do for yourself. In addition, when you're outside, there is increased exposure to sunlight, which plays into this issue of vitamin D. And we're going to be talking about this later in the show when we get into specific therapies. But vitamin D plays a very significant role in balancing moods. This is particularly evident when looking at something called seasonal affective disorder, also referred to as SAD, and more commonly just known as simply the wintertime blues. Reduced exposure to sunlight will decrease vitamin D production in the body, which is one of the factors associated with the drop in mood during the winter months. So we're really going to talk about the vitamin D issue later on and how important it is to make sure you get tested for vitamin D levels, why that's important, and how to supplement it. The bottom line, basically, is get moving and start exercising. And if you can do it outside, all the better. I think another issue of why depression and anxiety is becoming a huge epidemic is related to diet. Dietary choices are going to have a huge influence on how your mood is. Standard American diets are largely devoid of the nutrients needed to support optimal mental health. High intake of refined carbohydrates, these are things like breads, pastas, baked goods, and processed foods. These are, you know, your TV dinners, anything that comes in a box, cheats the body of necessary nutrients needed to produce adequate levels of brain neurotransmitters. So here's how it works. Serotonin, dopamine, epinephrine, norepinephrine, these may ring a bell for you. These are all some of the major brain chemicals that have been known to regulate mood. All of these are synthesized in our body by simple amino acids, which are readily available in the diet. So let me give you an example. Serotonin, one of our major brain neurotransmitters, is made directly from the amino acid called tryptophan. Tryptophan is found in protein, the most famous example being that thing in turkey that makes you sleepy. Once ingested, the body takes tryptophan and converts it into serotonin by running it through a series of reactions. So, in addition to needing the basic amino acids as building blocks like the tryptophan, the body also needs important vitamins and minerals to run the enzymes that carry out the process of turning the tryptophan into serotonin. So your body has these enzymes that basically run this procedure of turning the tryptophan into the serotonin. Some examples of these other nutrients that we need to run these enzymes are things like vitamin C, vitamin B6, zinc, selenium, folic acid, which are all readily available in the diet, mainly through the consumption of fruits and vegetables. So eating a diet that relies heavily on processed foods and foods that contain little nutrition, we deprive ourselves of the nutrients needed to feel good. Eating real food like eggs, chicken, turkey, wild fish, game meats, fresh vegetables, whole grains like brown rice, lots of fruits will provide your body with the basic nutrients needed to balance brain chemistry. So this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living on Progressive Talk AM 1260. When we come back from the break, we're going to be talking about how antidepressant medications work. And I'm going to give you a whole piece of education about that. Remember, we're taking your calls at 301-984-2173. Don't go away. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Progressive Talk 1260.
Have you visited Village Green Apothecary lately? They've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. They still take the time to know their customers and provide the individualized attention you need. Plus, they have over 10,000 products, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products, homeopathic remedies, and health-related books. Visit them at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or give them a call at 301-530-0800. Village Green Apothecary.
Zymogen has over 25 years of experience in providing quality professional supplements to healthcare practitioners. As an independent health sciences company, Zymogen has introduced numerous innovations to the functional medicine community. Each formula is researched and developed based on the overwhelming demands of our customers. The Zymogen name represents quality, innovation, and exclusivity. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, Maryland for our full line of products.
The benefits of omega-3 fish oils are undeniable, but do they all taste fishy? Nordic Naturals is the leading brand of omega-3 fish oils, and due to their unsurpassed freshness, unparalleled purity, and guaranteed great taste, Nordic Naturals nitrogen processing technology provides omega-3 fish oils guaranteed free of fishy taste and smell. To truly benefit from omega-3 fish oils, you need to take them every day. More consumers choose Nordic Naturals great tasting omega oils because you can. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Are you one of the 100 million Americans who suffer from digestive difficulties? Often, poor digestion is caused by an imbalance in intestinal bacteria. The solution for enhanced digestion, enhanced health, and enhanced immunity is Gerodophilus EPS. Gero's enhanced probiotic system is enteric-coated and able to deliver up to 200 times more of its 8 strains of beneficial bacteria directly to the intestines in a vegetarian capsule. Ask for Gerodophilus EPS at your local health food store or go to Gero.com, J-A-R-R-O-W, for the best in probiotic supplements.
Since 1973, Megafood has been providing supplements which harness the power of phytonutrient-rich whole foods. For optimum nutrition and true vitality, we need foods which have not been damaged by heat. Megafood's state-of-the-art cold fusion process naturally protects the delicate phytonutrients present in whole food. Supplement daily with an easy-to-digest Megafood formula and enjoy the best that food has to offer. For information, call 800-848-2542.
You're listening to Progressive Talk 1260.
Welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living, sponsored by Village Green. I am your host, Dr. Kevin Passero. Dana Lake will return next week. Remember, our lines are open for callers at 301-984-2173. And remember, I'm available at the Village Green on Tuesday afternoons, or you can check me out on the web at www.greenhealingnow.com. So before we bring on our special guest and start discussing some of the most important natural supplements to consider when addressing anxiety and depressive disorder, first let's understand a little bit about how antidepressant medications work. I really think this is important because so many people are taking antidepressants or thinking about taking antidepressants, yet they know so little about how they work or the long-term effects of these drugs. So most of the drugs being prescribed today for depression and a lot for anxiety are referred to as SSRIs, and this stands for a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor. As the name implies, these drugs work by primarily increasing serotonin levels in the brain. So here's the deal, here's how they work. One of your brain cells, let's say brain cell A, stores the neurotransmitter called serotonin. Right next to this cell, there is another type of brain cell, let's call this one brain cell B, that has little receptors on it for serotonin. And there's also a little tiny space between the cells called the synapse. So when our brain gets a cue for happiness, like when we see a cute little puppy or a loved one or something that should make us happy, brain cell A releases serotonin. It travels across the tiny space called the synapse and binds to the receptor on brain cell B. This triggers an electrical signal in brain cell B that stimulates the emotion in our brain of happiness. So serotonin is then, when it's done its job, released from the receptor on brain cell B. It travels back across the synapse, that little space, and is reabsorbed through a specialized channel back to its storage home in brain cell A, where it basically waits to be released again. So serotonin reuptake inhibitors work by blocking the selective channel that serotonin uses to go back home for storage in brain cell A after it has done its job binding to a receptor on brain cell B. Now, the question is, how does this help depression and anxiety? If the serotonin is blocked from being taken back into brain cell A, it is forced to stay in the space between the cells, the synapse. The more serotonin there is in the synapse, the more chances there are for it to bind to the receptor and trigger a nerve conduction signal that results in an emotion like happiness. The advantages are that it is very specific to serotonin, which minimizes unwanted side effects. So although SSRIs do have some concerning side effects, they are much less than previous generation of antidepressants, which were far less specific. Now, the major disadvantage of the drugs is related to some of the long-term effects of this process. Well, number one, serotonin isn't just related to mood. So you start messing with serotonin levels, that's why other side effects happen. But more importantly, by blocking the reuptake of serotonin, there is a strong likelihood that over time we will deplete the amount of serotonin stored in brain cell A. The elaborate mechanism of recycling serotonin was designed by our body for a reason. It relies on this process to keep brain serotonin stores at an optimal level. What I've not mentioned is that serotonin can only survive in the synapse for a certain period of time before it's destroyed. So let's say, for example, that every brain cell should have 30 serotonin in it at all times. Well, if we continually block reuptake, which is a major way the brain cells maintain their optimal serotonin levels, that number will diminish over time. And as that number falls, blocking reuptake becomes less effective as there is less serotonin to be released into the synapse to start with. This is one of the primary reasons that these drugs are so difficult to come off of. If you've ever been on them or talked to somebody who's been on them, you'll know that if you decide to come off of it, your doctor may do it over a course of about 6 weeks, very, very slowly titrating the dose down. After being on them for a while, your brain levels of serotonin can actually be less than when you started on them due to this process of depletion. It also explains why many people need to continually increase the dose over time or end up on multiple types of medication. As the starting number of serotonin molecules diminishes, more blockage of reuptake is needed to produce the desirable result. So this brings us to the discussion about amino acid therapy for depression, which I think is a very interesting field. Remember how we discussed earlier that eating good quality proteins can provide amino acid building blocks for making brand neurotransmitters like serotonin. Well, in addition to getting them through the diet, you can also take them in supplement form. Something you may have heard of, 5-HTP, or also called 5-hydroxytryptophan, is a readily available dietary supplement and is the direct amino acid precursor to serotonin. Basically, it goes tryptophan, body converts it into 5-HTP, body converts 5-HTP directly into serotonin. By supplementing with 5-HTP, we provide our bodies with the building blocks it needs to produce more serotonin. For many people, it can be a really helpful tool when used correctly. Now, there are a couple words of warning here when using 5-HTP or any other natural supplement that boosts serotonin levels. Other things to include in that category are potentially SAMe, which we'll talk about later, and St. John's wort. Anytime you're taking a medication like an SSRI that increases your levels of serotonin, you need to be careful about using any natural product that also directly influences serotonin. The reason is because there is a very rare but very dangerous condition known as serotonin syndrome that occurs when brain levels of serotonin get too high. So if you're already taking an SSRI and you're interested in using 5-HTP or St. John's wort or SAMe, you really want to do it under the care of a qualified health professional. It can be very useful and it can be safe, but you want to make sure that you're doing it being monitored by someone. Now, another very useful amino acid is tyrosine. Tyrosine is the amino acid precursor the body uses to make the neurotransmitter dopamine, epinephrine, and norepinephrine. These are very important neurotransmitters that are also closely related to mood regulation. A major class of pharmaceutical antidepressants works by inhibiting serotonin and norepinephrine. Two examples of these are Cymbalta and Effexor. Now, the best way to use amino acid therapy is to ideally first evaluate neurotransmitter levels and then design a formula based on that person's needs. The only way I've ever seen to evaluate neurotransmitter levels is through a specific type of urine test that provides a rough estimate of blood levels of neurotransmitters, which can help guide someone to make a formula suited for that person. Now, the test itself is somewhat controversial amongst different doctors due to conflicting opinions about its accuracy. The main debate being, does the levels in the blood accurately reflect what's going on in the brain? What I can tell you, I've had a good amount of experience with these tests, and that clinically, it seems to provide enough valuable data to the practitioner so that an effective formula can be made. I was a little skeptical myself, but after doing it with hundreds of people, I found that its clinical value is worthwhile. If you're interested in learning more about it, you can call Village Green on Tuesdays, or you can email me through my website. This is also where a compounding pharmacy comes in really handy, because we can really, for a specific person, outline exactly what nutrients they need. And in addition to the amino acids, we can add these other nutrients like zinc, folic acid, vitamin B6, vitamin C, and selenium, which, as I mentioned earlier, are the things that help your body convert the amino acid into the neurotransmitter. So we're going to have to break again. When we come back, I have a great guest. We're going to cover a lot of great information. Remember, this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living on Progressive Talk AM 1260, sponsored by the Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We will be back in a few minutes.
Progressive Talk 1260.
Are you one of the 100 million Americans who suffer from digestive difficulties? Often, poor digestion is caused by an imbalance in intestinal bacteria. The solution for enhanced digestion, enhanced health, and enhanced immunity is Gerodophilus EPS. Gero's enhanced probiotic system is enteric-coated and able to deliver up to 200 times more of its 8 strains of beneficial bacteria directly to the intestines in a vegetarian capsule. Ask for Gerodophilus EPS at your local health food store or go to Gero.com, Jarrow, for the best in probiotic supplements.
Question: how's your back? Your knees?
Ow.
Your neck? Bigger question: how are you responding to inflammation? In the past, there weren't many natural options for managing inflammation in a healthy manner. But now there's Zyflamed from New Chapter, the number one selling all-natural herbal formulation for inflammation. Zyflamend is a patented herbal therapeutic that leverages the natural inflammation modulating properties of traditional herbs like turmeric, ginger, and holy basil. Zyflamend is clinically tested, doctor recommended, and is now being studied by many of America's leading medical institutions. So the next time somebody asks, "How's your back?" just answer Zyflamend, the number one selling all-natural herbal formulation for inflammation.
Overwhelmed, overstressed, overworked, overeating, overindulging.
'Tis the season to overdo. Protect yourself and your family with TwinLab Immunity Booster, Multivitamins, and Stress B Complex. TwinLab vitamins and minerals can help your family stay healthy, even when they're not acting healthy. Protect your family with TwinLab, the most trusted name in vitamins. TwinLab vitamins are available at all Better Health and Natural Food stores.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus. 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. These revolutionary pearls aid digestion, support a healthy immune system, and are perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This wintry season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus.
Have you visited Village Green Apothecary lately? They've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. They still take the time to know their customers and provide the individualized attention you need. Plus, they have over 10,000 products, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products, homeopathic remedies, and health-related books. Visit them at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or give them a call at 301-530-0800. Village Green Apothecary.
You're listening to Progressive Talk 1260.
Welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living, sponsored by The Village Green. I am your host for the evening, Dr. Kevin Passero. Dana Lake will return next week. Remember, our lines are open for callers at 301-984-2173, and you can learn more about me by visiting my website at www.greenhealingnow.com. I think we have a caller on the line who has a quick question about something we went over in the first segment. So, Aisha, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Good. How are you doing this evening? Happy New Year to you.
Pretty good. Actually, I'm doing better. I'm just getting over a bad cold, so I hope you can hear me okay.
Yeah, you're coming through okay. What can I do for you?
Okay. Well, two things. I want to thank you, number one, for explaining your credentials. I'm a healthcare worker myself, and sometimes when I hear people say they're a naturopathic doctor, I tend to be very skeptical. But I thank you so much for explaining the credentials for a naturopathic doctor, because I know some people who are naturopathics don't have the proper credentials.
Well, yeah, there are naturopathic doctors who have gone through the training I've gone through, and there are some that do it through more a correspondence training where you don't need any prerequisites and it's done at home. It's a lot of a different training. So thanks for acknowledging that. And people can definitely learn more about it by visiting the website I've given out. So
okay. Well, what I wanted to mention is I think your synopsis of the reasons for the increase in depression medication was absolutely superb. It seems to me you explained a lot of different things that people need to think about in reference to what's going on in this community.
Yep.
And one of the ones I find, or let's say in this country, and one of the ones I find most important that you said was how hard we have to work in this country.
Yeah.
You know, it seems like in this country we have to work harder than a lot of other countries. And so consequently, we are missing valuable time with our family. And so I think this is an important thing for people to really take into account.
Yeah, there really needs to be a good balance. We do work hard as Americans. What we do get out of it is a pretty strong economy and a low unemployment rate, which is nice. But there needs to be a balance, definitely.
Right. But what I wanted to ask you, if you could just briefly repeat, I'm a fitness instructor as well. And one of the things I would like to tell my students, I was driving, so I didn't hear the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
When you were talking about
47%
of, you gave them 47% and 45% in reference to exercise?
Well, this was a study that was done in 2007 at Duke University, and I'll have to go back and look at the reference. If you want the specific reference, you can email me and I'll send it to you. But it was a study, 200 individuals with a major depressive disorder, and at the end of the study, they found that significant response rate to medication was 47%, and the response rate to exercise was 45%. So exercise performed just as good at helping people with major depressive disorder as medication, a 2% give or take. And they were both way better than the placebo that they administered.
Great, great.
So that's...
And I was wondering if you might touch on the fact that one of the things that we tend to do in reference to serotonin is a lot of times we sleep with our TVs on and lights on. Doesn't that have an effect on serotonin? Am I correct on that?
It can have an effect on brain neurotransmitters. Having any light while you're sleeping affects melatonin. It can also affect serotonin. Melatonin is really the important one that we need when we're sleeping. Any light will trigger the pineal gland, which will change a lot of the endocrinological signals that we have while we sleep. And it is important to try and keep the room as dark as possible. So yeah, thanks for bringing that up. Aisha, thank you so much for your call.
You.
Thank you for listening, and have a great year.
You too.
All right, now I'm going to bring on my guest for the evening, Dr. Douglas Mackay. He is a practicing naturopathic doctor at the Mackay Naturopathic Center in Dover, New Hampshire. Dr. Mackay splits his time between seeing patients at the clinic and also doing research. He is a research advisor for Nordic Naturals, which is a fish oil company. He coordinates all of the clinical trials. He's got several peer-reviewed journals that have been published. He's been a leader in research and in the field of natural supplements for a long time. So, Dr. Mackay, thank you so much for being on with me.
Thank you, Dr. Passero. Happy New Year to yourself.
Yeah, thank you. So we got a lot of good stuff to cover tonight, and I guess we'll get right into it. I know, and I just mentioned, that one of your areas of expert knowledge is focused on the role of essential fatty acids in the body, particularly fish oils, and there's a lot of evidence out there regarding fish oil and mood support. So I was wondering for our listeners if you could just start by explaining a little bit about the benefits of fish oil, say specifically fish oil even over flax oil.
Well, fish oil is positioned itself as a very important nutrient for the maintenance of the mind and brain health, all the way from pregnancy throughout life and ending with dementia. People are really looking at fish oil and dementia very closely right now, Alzheimer's disease and other forms of dementia.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially, fish oil contains two essential fatty acids, EPA and DHA, which are vital structural components of all cell membranes.
Mm-hmm.
And the brain happens to have quite a bit of cell membranes. I heard you talking a lot about receptor sites,
mm-hmm.
serotonin, melatonin, dopamine, epinephrine. These are all neurotransmitters, but when those neurotransmitters get to a cell of action, what they do is they bind to that cell membrane and they tell that cell to change its environment and have a different action.
Right.
So the health of the cell membrane is also integral in this.
Right. It's interesting. I mean, if you poll most people and you ask them, what would you say is the most important part of a cell? A lot of people who have studied biology will automatically divert to saying the nucleus because they think that's where all the DNA is. But reality is you can pull the nucleus out of a cell and it can still survive for a while. As soon as you disrupt that cell membrane, the cell dies. So the cell membrane, as you're mentioning, is one of the most important parts of your cell.
Absolutely. And you had mentioned the difference between fish oil and flax oil.
Yeah, I'd like you to explain that, because flax and fish oil, they're both technically omega-3s. And people say, well, you know, why can't I just have flax oil? So why don't you explain that to everyone?
Well, flax oil is an excellent source of the parent omega-3 molecule, linoleic acid. And that is an 18-carbon fatty acid, which happens to have the first double bond after the third carbon. That's why they're called omega-3 fatty acids.
Mm-hmm.
But linoleic acid, alpha-linolenic acid, does not have any biological significance itself. At least at this point, we haven't determined it does. What happens to it is it has to be elongated and desaturated into EPA and DHA before it has any biological significance. So the data at this point show, as at best, in the healthiest human, about 15% of that flax omega-3 can be converted into the longer chain EPA and DHA.
Mm-hmm.
So 15%, that's if you have all the nutrient cofactors,
right.
Zinc, magnesium, molybdenum, etc. Mm-hmm. If you don't have any of the risk factors, smoking, drinking, being overweight, consuming trans fats, consuming saturated fats, all these things inhibit the conversion of flax-based ALA to EPA or DHA.
Mm-hmm.
And without that conversion, you don't get the benefit. And so they've shown in some people the conversion is as low as 0.2%.
Wow.
It's been published. So,
that's based on like lifestyle factors, like you mentioned, as well as could there be a genetic component to this?
There absolutely could be. And the nuances of the metabolism of essential fatty acids is still in its infancy. And there's
mm-hmm.
a lot of debate on these, you know, relative conversions and what's the optimal ratio. But at this point, it's clear that if you want the benefits of EPA and DHA, specifically with mood and psychiatric disorders, lots of research in depression and schizophrenia and ADHD, real exciting areas of research. If you want those benefits, you're best off with preformed EPA and DHA that you obtain from eating fish and consuming fish oil.
Right, so go right to the fish.
Right, exactly.
So if with eating fish, you know, there's definitely a lot of stuff that comes up about what fish have those EPA and DHA in them. Are there certain ones you should try and gravitate towards if you're looking for that sort of therapeutic medicinal effect versus other ones?
Absolutely. Fatty fish is the choice. So we have salmon, for those of us who can get wild salmon, it's wonderful. Anchovies, sardines, herring, mackerel, these are all fish that are considered to be high in EPA and DHA. However, when we consume large amounts of fish, we also consume the associated environmental toxins that go with those fish.
Right, like the issue of mercury in tuna.
Exactly, yeah. Mercury in tuna. Now, the smaller fish, the anchovy, sardines, they're not as big of a threat because they don't accumulate as much mercury. But there is a discussion of, is fish oil healthier than fish? And I still encourage my patients to eat at least 1 to 2 meals that contain fish per week. You're not going to overdo it on the environmental toxins at that rate. And fish is also an excellent source of protein,
right,
et cetera.
Yep.
But to get the amounts of EPA and DHA that are recommended, you need to consume a fish oil. For instance, in 2006, Journal of Clinical Psychiatry, they had an omega-3 subcommittee get together. And what these gentlemen did, the world's greatest psychiatrists and scientists get together, they talk about what does the evidence, the clinical evidence, tell us about fish oils and psychiatric conditions. And their conclusion was, basically, the data shows fish oil is great for most psychiatric conditions.
Mm-hmm.
And their summary is essentially, all adults should eat fish at least 1 or more times a week.
Yep, okay.
All adults, period. They said patients with mood, impulse control, or psychotic disorders should consume about 1 gram of EPA and DHA. Now, that's not 1 gram of fish oil. That's 1 gram of EPA and DHA. So you need to read your label, because fish oil is approximately 30% EPA and DHA. So
right.
It takes 3 caps to get about to that gram.
Yep.
Now, there's also concentrated fish oils. So you can go to a concentrated formula that can be up to 60% EPA and DHA, sometimes 70 and even 80. So that means that you can get up to these recommended amounts with a lot less capsules.
Right, without having to take as much.
Exactly.
Or, you know, something that I always like to recommend is good old cod liver oil. You know, you don't have to take that many capsules. You take about a tablespoon a day, and you get those high concentrations of those EPA and DHA.
Well, for instance, 1 teaspoon, that's 1/3 of the dose you recommended, is 1 gram of EPA plus DHA.
Right. And
so a tablespoon is going to give you 3 grams. And now we're getting into a new category of therapy, which is the anti-inflammatory aspect of fish oils. When you get up into the 3-gram dose range, the data shows us that it starts to have a nice anti-inflammatory effect in the body. And there's a discussion of, are these psychiatric conditions related to inflammation in the mind?
Yeah, that's a really interesting topic. Is there any research that's pointing towards that?
Absolutely. There's a gentleman out of Harvard, Dr. Andrew Stoll, who's really excited about using higher amounts of fish oil in conditions like ADHD, schizophrenia, and other mood disorders, where he's concluded that these are actually inflammatory conditions of the mind, and if we can squelch some of that inflammation and knock down the amount of inflammatory messenger molecules, the therapeutic benefit is achieved. This is very interesting because we're seeing the same thing in the field of cardiology.
Yeah.
The heart doctors have realized that lots of heart disease is related to inflammation in the heart and within the blood vessels. And that inflammation out of control begins to wreak havoc on the cardiovascular system.
Yeah, it's real interesting. The last show I did was on cardiovascular health, and I talked about how some of the statin medications, they're thinking with more recent research that more so by protecting the cardiovascular function from lowering cholesterol, it's actually related to reducing inflammation, which is exactly what you're talking about.
Right, and so essentially, if you look closely at these recommendations that the American Psychiatric Association come up with, they mirror what the American Heart Association has determined, that people should have approximately 1 gram of EPA and DHA per day, period.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't eat fish on a regular basis, you will be deficient in these essential nutrients because the body does not manufacture enough EPA and DHA to keep inflammation in check. specifically with the modern pace of life that we lead,
right,
with the high omega-6 content in our diet,
right,
all the things that you've been talking about that lead to depression also lead to inflammation. And fish oil is such a good, potent anti-inflammatory agent across the board. Again, we all need to be consuming at least the minimum amount.
Yeah, that's why it's, I mean, they're called essential fatty acids because we don't manufacture them in our body. We have to get these things through our diet somehow.
Just like vitamin C, if you don't eat your vitamin C, you end up with scurvy. They're finding out if you don't get your EPA and DHA, you end up with deficiency symptoms, which can include depression.
Yep. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll finish up some of this conversation when we come back. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living on Progressive Talk AM 1260, sponsored by The Village Green. Stay with us. We will be back in a minute.
Progressive Talk 1260.
There's a special place here in our area that has a wealth of knowledge, experience, and products like no other. It's Village Green Apothecary, where people who really care about their health can get the help and products they need. Whether it's a hard-to-find nutritional supplement or a specially compounded prescription, you'll find that they have the expertise you need, plus the kind of attention and product selection those mass-market drugstores just can't deliver. Visit Village Green at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or call 301-530-0800.
Zymogen has over 25 years of experience in providing quality professional supplements to healthcare practitioners. As an independent health sciences company, Zymogen has introduced numerous innovations to the functional medicine community. Each formula is researched and developed based on the overwhelming demands of our customers. The Zymogen name represents quality, innovation, and exclusivity. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, Maryland for our full line of products.
The benefits of omega-3 fish oils are undeniable, but do they all taste fishy? Nordic Naturals is the leading brand of omega-3 fish oils, and due to their unsurpassed freshness, unparalleled purity, and guaranteed great taste, Nordic Naturals nitrogen processing technology provides omega-3 fish oils guaranteed free of fishy taste and smell. To truly benefit from omega-3 fish oils, you need to take them every day. More consumers choose Nordic Naturals great tasting omega oils because you can. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Are you one of the 100 million Americans who suffer from digestive difficulties? Often, poor digestion is caused by an imbalance in intestinal bacteria. The solution for enhanced digestion, enhanced health, and enhanced immunity is Gerodophilus EPS. Gero's enhanced probiotic system is enteric-coated and able to deliver up to 200 times more of its 8 strains of beneficial bacteria directly to the intestines in a vegetarian capsule. Ask for Gerodophilus EPS at your local health food store or go to Gero.com, J-A-R-R-O-W, for the best in probiotic supplements.
There are trillions of cells in your body. When they are well-nourished, they support energy levels, stress response, and all major organ systems. Quality whole foods contain intelligent, bioavailable nutrients. This intelligence cannot be mimicked by isolated fractions of vitamins and minerals alone. Choose a Megafood Cold Fusion food state or food-based formula and experience the true quality of radiant health. For more information, call 800-848-2542.
You're listening to Washington's only progressive talk station, WWRC Washington, online at ProgressiveTalk1260.com.
You're listening to Progressive Talk 1260.
Welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living, sponsored by The Village Green. I am your host this evening, Dr. Kevin Passero. Dana Lake does return next week. We have Dr. Douglas Mackay on the phone right now. We've been talking about fish oils, and I think we could talk about fish oils for probably hours here. But I just wanted to sort of wrap up with, if there's anything that you think people should look for when they're shopping for a fish oil supplement, because it, like, unlike other supplements, this is one that I really feel like people need to spend some time shopping for the right one.
It's very simple, Dr. Passero. The most important thing to look for in fish oil is the same thing you look for when you buy fresh fish. It's the absence of a fishy taste and a fishy smell. When fish oils go rancid, they become oxidized and they give off that distinct fishy taste and smell. And what happens is you take bad fish oil and you will burp it up. Mm-hmm. And the problem with that is you will never take it again.
Yeah.
Nothing worse than being in that executive meeting and having a fishy burp. It does not go over well. So what I have to do is I have to make sure that my patient's experience is a good one. So I get them the fish oil without any. So there's ways the companies can measure the freshness, which is measured through peroxide values and anisidine values and these technical measures of degradation of your oils.
Right.
But the greatest thing is the human palate is
sure.
more sensitive. So you open up that mm-hmm. bottle of cod liver oil, if it has a light orange smell, it's good to go.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't be burping it up. And if you do, get another one. Occasionally, if it's left in the sun, et cetera, it's just like fish. You know, you go buy your fish, what do? You smell it. If
right.
it smells fishy, you put it back.
So if they get it in capsule form, I mean, I usually recommend that they actually, you know, will break the capsule open and taste what's inside.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Bite into the capsule.
Yep.
And I'll tell every listener out there, if you buy your fish oil at, I don't want to say any bad, you know, commodity, large mm-hmm. box, big box places, go ahead and bite into that capsule. But first, what I'd like you to do is get a high-quality fish oil supplement. Bite into the good one first, bite into the bad one second, and you'll know the difference forever.
Right. And there's also some terms like molecularly distilled and third-party tested. We talked about how fatty fish can accumulate toxins from the environment. These other types of these processes can help remove the mercury, the pesticides, all that stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And your apothecary works with many reputable companies that are going to have fish oils that are have all the environmental toxins removed from
exactly.
them, have been tested third-party, et cetera.
Yep.
The hardest part, though, is to keep the fish oil fresh
yeah,
during
the freshness.
Processing.
Yep. Yeah, most places are doing pretty good at getting the toxins out, but that fishy taste, that fishy odor, that...
It's an art in itself.
Yep.
It has everything to do with how fast you catch the fish,
yep.
get them into processing, get the nitrogen flush, oxygen out. It's a whole science and art the Norwegians have really mastered. And you can taste the difference, just like a nice bottle of wine.
Yep.
It's got to be done right from start to finish.
All right. Well, we got to move on from fish oil because I really want to get to vitamin D. It's another really important nutrient when dealing with mood disorders. And over the past 5 or 10 years, there's been a massive amount of scientific data pointing to the importance of vitamin D. And there's a lot of information talking about a large percent of the population is deficient in vitamin D. So, yeah, what...
Vitamin D was a big nutritional fumble on the part of all the policymakers. We really started worrying about skin cancer prolifically and warning against the dangers of the sun. And we've gone a whole 15, 20 years of educating people that the sun is bad for you.
Mm-hmm.
And what has happened is we work indoors, and when we're outdoors, we wear sunscreen, we wear big hats, etc. Well, the sun also helps us produce vitamin D.
Yep.
And without it, there's many, many bodily functions, including bone health and mental health and depression and all these things that we thought we had gotten rid of. There's a condition called rickets in kids
mm-hmm.
and osteomalacia in adults, and we thought we got rid of these things from fortifying milk with vitamin D, etc. But lo and behold, they're creeping up on the radar screen. We're seeing them in clinics in inner cities. We're seeing them again. What's realizing is people are deficient. More recently, all family practitioners have begun testing vitamin D levels.
Which is so great. I'm so glad people are doing it on a regular basis now.
If you have a good family practitioner and decent insurance, make sure you ask on your next screening physical. You want your vitamin D levels tested.
Right, and make sure you tell your doctor you're going to need the 25-hydroxy or 25-OH. You want to be measuring vitamin D3. It's very important to differentiate that. Vitamin D2 is inactive, and a blood test for vitamin D2 won't tell you anything about your health. You need the vitamin D3 test.
Absolutely, and including when you pick a nutritional supplement or
yeah.
you go to the pharmacy, you also want the natural vitamin D3
right.
active.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was interesting. I was doing some research on vitamin D. Prepping for the show, and I saw, you know, I know that vitamin D has been correlated with increased mood and with seasonal affective disorder, but there's one specific mechanism where it increases the genetic expression of tyrosine hydroxylase, which is basically that enzyme that I was talking about earlier that helps convert tyrosine into the neurotransmitters like norepinephrine and dopamine. So there's a direct link between vitamin D increasing some of these neurotransmitter levels.
That's why we call it holistic medicine.
Yep.
All of this stuff is interconnected. I'll tell you one quick story. One year I got to travel all the way down south to Mexico. The same year I got to go up to Northern Europe, and the difference in the personality of the people is clear. You see it from the sunlight, and
yeah.
you see it from getting enough vitamin D. So
yep.
for those people above Rhode Island in the United States, you need to supplement with vitamin D. It's been proven.
Yeah.
Even people in Florida who stay indoors, elderly people or people who don't get a chance to go out, you need need to supplement with vitamin D. Have your levels tested and replaced.
Yeah, the most important step, get your doctor to check your levels first, because depending on where you come up with your levels will depend, that will set the aggressiveness that you need for supplementation. So,
and I've seen some happy campers come out of my clinic when we corrected their vitamin D levels.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Mackay, thank you so much for being a guest on the show today. Loved having you on. I hope all you listeners out there enjoyed it as well. And happy New Year to you.
Take care of yourself, Dr. Passero.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, so I'm hoping everybody got something good out of that segment. The vitamin D issue is definitely really an important issue. I want to just review right now a couple other supplements, natural products that people may have heard of for anxiety and depression type issues. L-theanine, this is on the anxiety scale. It's an amino acid found in green tea that has been clinically shown to enhance learning ability and induce relaxation and relieve some emotional stress. L-theanine is really nice. It basically helps to calm you down without being sedating, which is nice because you can still be active, working, functioning, thinking, not feeling like you're drugged, but it helps to tone down anxiety. And I've seen L-theanine work really well. Pathway, the Village Green line, has a really nice 100 milligram L-theanine product. Another good one is SAMe. A lot of people have talked about SAMe. It is a methyl donor, another amino acid that seems to help increase some brain neurotransmitter levels by helping with that process of converting amino acids into the actual neurotransmitters. So SAMe is a nice one. As I mentioned earlier, SAMe is one of the ones that may potentially have a direct impact on serotonin levels. So if you're taking an SSRI, one of those selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, you really want to be careful with the SAMe, or you want to use it under the care of a qualified practitioner. Another one is 5-HTP that we talked about. Pathway has a great 5-HTP brand that you can try. Again, if you're on an SSRI, you may want to be careful with it or work with someone who knows what they're doing. Otherwise, it can be a nice first-line therapy to try if you want to try something before medication. Just remember, Village Green Apothecary is an integrated pharmacy and a healthy living store based in Bethesda, Maryland. They've been in business for over 40 years, providing people with individual nutrition and healthy living resources. They have 45 trained professionals, including pharmacists, nutritionists. We have a great herbalist, a naturopathic doctor, myself, offer customized products, personalized consultations to ensure your health and well-being. We give customers a one-to-one help when they come in. So a lot of big pharmacies, a lot of places where you can get your vitamins, you're not going to be able to get that kind of service. So come on in, stop by. Thank you so much for tuning in this evening. I hope everyone has a wonderful new year. I am Dr. Kevin Passero with the Health Essentials of Healthy Living, sponsored by The Village Green. If you have any questions, you can check me out at greenhealingnow.com.
Progressive Talk 1260.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probularity from Metagenics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help your patients maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probularity provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function, in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probularity is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today.
At Village Green Apothecary, they've created a unique free program called The Essentials of Healthy Living, or EHL for short. EHL helps you develop a customized health plan and take the guesswork out of which supplements you need. Visit their Bethesda location.